is trying to get everything under control here. The FM radio was going, well, the satellite radio was going and everything else, and dodging traffic. Haven't had very much traffic today, and then all at once got a blitz of it.
That's called lunchtime.
I accidentally turned the volume down there. Now I gotta switch lanes, and there ain't no place to switch.
Yeah, it was pretty, traffic was pretty busy. I'm over here on Grandview in Simpsonville, sitting outside the Home Depot in curbside pickup number 4, waiting for my order that was I was supposed to get yesterday, but you know how that goes.
This morning said that, on the news, said something about Home Depot was charging 4 times the rate for lumber, and, good gracious, I can't imagine trying to get a house built right now, and having to pay $8 for a 2x4 or chipboard, $40 a sheet now.
You wonder why home sales are up, existing ones. It's, I could start all my political stuff, but I won't. I've got two vinyl chairs and side tables. They're actually rocker chairs, but they're going to go out on my deck near my radio room. I ordered them yesterday. Must have been around 11 o'clock. They said, give us 2 hours. This, you'll hear from us within that time. Kept waiting. So finally at 4:30, I never heard anything. So I called customer service. They said, I told them, I said, I've never heard anything. I said, they're in stock, according to the order, they're in stock, but I've never heard anybody. They said, well, wait a minute. They said, they came back and said, they're pulling that right now. And I said, well, should I go ahead and drive and get it? They said, no, just wait till you get the text message or the email. I said, okay. Well, 8:30, I was still waiting. Of course, they closed at 9. So I called them again, and this time they said, well, let me go check. Says, I wasn't the one that was here earlier when you called, so let me go check. And she came back and says, oh, they're sitting right here. They're here. They're ready for pickup. I said, yeah, but I can't pick them up in the next half hour. You'll be closed by the time I get there. And so I finally got here today. So we'll see what happens. I wonder how long I'm going to sit here. Over.
Probably, that means you didn't pick them up yesterday. They'll put them back in stock, Bill. They'll probably be out now.
Good luck. There's signs all over out here. Help wanted.
About this Lakeview Steakhouse on the Fox Morning News. Here goes an ambulance. And anyways, they said since the pandemic that their employees went down to 30%. And before they started giving regular unemployment and these stimulus checks, we had 100%. That's about as good as not being any gas. We just passed Quick Trip. No gas there, except diesel in the Spink Station. And no gas there, I don't think. And, well, I think we ought to cancel the Keystone Pipeline.
Well, you know, the Canadians, while this, all that was going on, they figured something like that was going to happen. So, of course, Trump got it going again. Good thing he did. But, of course, then there's the politics with Biden and that whole crazy group. But in the meantime, from the beginning when Trump was president, the Canadians were building their own pipeline. But it was going west, not south. So actually, when they closed it, the Canadians were ready to ship it out to the west, at their own port. They didn't need the Keystone. I mean, it would have been nice. Of course, they would have liked it, but, you know, they understand our politics over.
Lewis? God almighty. Yeah, they'll probably ship this kind of like the Alaskan pipeline. Most of it goes to Japan, and they'll probably do the same thing. Canada will probably do the same thing. They don't care who they get their dollars from. They're going to send it to the person that has the money. But, and then I heard this morning, here's a good one, that Black Lives Matter is going to start protesting again, burning and stealing and all of that because of the Palestinian affair.
They don't care what it is. They'll find a reason. It's just they're Marxist anarchists. So, I mean, that's what they do. They'll keep doing it regardless what happens. They just do it because they want to overthrow the government, and that's true. But the other crazy thing is that crazy Democratic governor that's in Michigan, there's a pipeline that goes underneath the Great Lakes from Canada, and it goes over to somewhere in Michigan. I think it's a refinery, actually, right there. And the governor is going to is shutting that down, the pipeline, because she's afraid that there's going to be an oil leak. So it's going to shut down the refinery and thousands of jobs either side of the Great Lakes, Canada, U.S. are going to be out of work. I mean, crazy, crazy people.
Mother lives up there, and she walks among them, I'm sorry to say. Yeah, that gal is a nutcase up there. So that's not surprising. With all the technology and transducers and monitoring systems and fiber optics and that they got nowadays, you'd think they could do something like that safely, like the Keystone Pipeline, and would know of a small leak, you know, before it ever got bigger. But the thing that worries me is, Bill, they got one line going all the way from Texas all the way up the East Coast. You think our enemies don't know that? This is Enzer OTR.
Who do you think shut the pipeline down? I mean, they're Russians. Of course, Biden says, oh, there wasn't any connection between the Russian government, but is Russians shut it down? Extortion. I mean, those people aren't idiots. They know what's going on. Of course, then Putin's sitting back there and says, he's just laughing. Even if he didn't hear anything directly involved with it, I mean, he just sits back there and says, what a bunch of idiots.
Well, yeah, but Putin doesn't do anything about it, you know. He lets them get away with it, and knowingly so. So there's the root cause of it, and it was from the Ukraine, and it was on the black web, so, duh, don't take a Rhodes Scholar to figure that out. man. Yeah, I had a guy say something to me about him over at Costco one day, and I was sitting there eating, and he started talking about it, and I said, well, why are you over here? You're earning your income. If it's such a wonderful country, why don't you just go back? I might not tell you what you want to hear, but I'll tell you the truth, Bill. And, oh, man, he made the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
Well, you know, a third of the Ukraine is occupied by the Russian army. So I wouldn't doubt that's where that's coming from. Anyway, crazy. Crazy, crazy world. It's just going to get crazier. I'm glad I just wasn't born this year and have 75 years of this stuff coming up. I tell you, it's scary. Of course, we're going to be talking Russian or Chinese, so it doesn't matter.
Bill, Spanish. boy, yeah, I can go on about the Ukraine. They let Russia take over that main port over there and never did a dang thing. And they're going to let Israel be taken over. You just watch. and they're one of our finest allies over there. God help us. I don't know what's going on. I agree with you. I'm certainly glad that I wasn't just born in this time of day. Because, like I said, they walk among us, and there's getting to be too many of them. And Biden said he's going to open up all the borders anyways and let 146 million illegals come in. So you'll never get the opposing party, shall I say, out of there. But anyways, Bill, that's why I don't watch the news very much. We'll talk to you later, buddy. You have a great day and catch you down the line. We're going to hear and see if they got any peaches here at the Fisher's Fruit Orchard here. Russell K2RCL said they did, so we'll check it out. Say hello to Elaine and 73's Bill. This is N0TR. Clear.
Okay. Yeah, I filled up with gas at Wally World over here in Simpsonville. They had two pumps that were out. All the other pumps were going. And they had plenty of regular and premium. All right, well, now we got all that solved. Yeah, I'll say enjoy the chat. Y'all have a good day. N4AQ.
KO4EEA Mobile.